first of Talmud, first Mishnah. Chil Olam Malas Ha'ulam. It's going to be Makter, the Ketores, go up the steps of the 12 steps to the anteroom of the Beis HaMikdash. Misha Zohar B'dishan HaMizbeach HaPinim V'Amanoir HaYim Magdim HaLefneim. Kohanim that was Zohar to clean out the Mizbeach HaZohar inside the Beis HaMikdash and the Menorah, they come in front of them. Misha Zohar B'dishan HaMizbeach HaPinim V'Nichnas V'Notel Zateni V'Shtach V'Yotza, the one who previously cleaned out the Mizbeach, he would take the clay that had the leftover ashes we saw in Perek Shlishi about the Savoida, Shtachavah, Be'adan, Be'yotzi left, Mishazach, Be'dishan, HaMenorah, the one cleaned out the Menorah, he was Nichnas, Mosesh, Teineris, Mizrochias, Doilkin. You see the two eastern lights, which were still lit, those are the ones that would remain. Medashin is a Mizrochi, Umaniach is a Marovi Doilik. The Ne'er Marovi, according to the opinion that was from east to west, was not the westernmost one, it was a second from the east. And that he would keep lit in the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash. Bayis Rishon used to be lit by Nes non-stop. And he'd leave that lit so he could use it to rekindle the Menorah in the afternoon. Motzei Shekova, and the times that it would go out, if he found it went out, he would take out the oil and fix up the wicks and relight it from a fire from the Mizbeach that was outside the Beis HaMikdash. So he had this kuz, this is also the pitcher that had the oil and wicks that he removed, and he would bow down and also leave as the new Kohanim were coming in to do the avodah of the Haktorah, Haktorah HaKetores.